This time we're going to be having a look at Saint Joseph and Padre Pio. They were both devotees of the child Jesus. It's about how Padre Pio was devoted to asking Saint Joseph's intercession. Hello friends, on this channel we bring you a series of very short stories on the incredible life of our great Saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, mystic, tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about him and to see what his intercession could do for you. And just a quick note, please do help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Now in 2020, we commemorated the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of Saint Joseph as patron of the Universal Church. And that was by Pope Pius IX on December 1870. So Saint Joseph is in fact the patron of many, many things. Of orphans, of workers, teachers, lawyers, countries even, the Universal Church. There's a whole long list of what he is the patron. And of course, the one we all know is of a happy or a good death. So what was Padre Pio's devotion to Saint Joseph like? We know that Saint Joseph was the husband of Our Lady and also the head of the Holy Family. So he had a strong devotion to Saint Joseph. Let's have a investigate a little bit. Now, some years before his death, Padre Pio asked that a photo of Saint Joseph be hung near to his cell. And his confreres, they noticed that every time he walked past, he would stop in front of the image of Saint Joseph. And then he would focus on the picture and he would remain in silence for a time, obviously praying to Saint Joseph. And only much later did they make the connection and did they understand that Padre Pio was in fact praying for a happy death. So let's see what this concept of happy death, how it turned out in Padre Pio's case. Now, various Capuchins noticed that some weeks before Padre Pio died, before his death, they said the monastery of Our Lady of Graces, his monastery, seemed to have a different sort of sensation or feeling about it. So it was a sensible, perceptible thing. They said the corridors, the rooms, and the meeting areas of the monastery seemed to be just permeated, saturated by what they described as mystical silence. And at that time, no one even knew that Padre Pio was going to be dying shortly. So was this part of the good death, this mystical silence that just permeated everything? And when Padre Pio realized now that his end was near, he plunged himself deeply into prayers. He prayed a lot during his life, but now he really focused even more on prayer. And one of his spiritual sons described it like this: the life of Padre Pio was dedicated to prayer. Right from the solitary prayers that he learned when he was a young child in Petrochina, to the Paternoster, that is the Our Father that he prayed in the last hours of his life, when he was profoundly aware of his impending departure. And he said, in Padre Pio's temptations, he prayed. In his joys, he prayed. In the many twists and turns that life tends to take, he prayed. In sickness, he prayed. God infused Padre Pio's total existence and actions, and this was done through prayer. So it brought God right into his life. And so we've seen here the importance that Padre Pio placed on prayer for a good death. And he even stepped up his prayers for a good death when he realized that the time was near, recommending himself particularly to Saint Joseph because he is the patron of a happy death. Then next time on the channel, we're going to be having a look, investigating a little bit about the holy souls in purgatory. Is this concept of purgatory real? So we're going to be having a look at some of the foundations of it. Please do help us once again in our apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video, and make sure that you have subscribed for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. And in this Mass, all of your intentions will be brought to Padre Pio. So please do join us for that. You can see the video on the end screen, how to subscribe.